Thomas College turns residential assistants into coronavirus snoops. By Tom Sikata on August 27, 2020. Thomas College in Waterville, Maine, announced this week that its residential assistants will be encouraged to report coronavirus policy violations by students. The RAs participated in a two-week training session this month to learn about new policies adopted by the university to mitigate the spread of the virus. According to a local news report, residential assistants at Thomas College in Waterville, Maine, will be tasked with monitoring violations of the college's new coronavirus mitigation policies. Students have been asked to limit social gatherings and wear masks in all common spaces. Dean of Students Hannah Gladstone said that the college's residential assistants are prepared to hold students accountable if they violate university policy. They received 2 weeks of fall leadership training this year to include a lot more in regards to COVID. We have made our residents aware of new policies going into this year, Gladstone wrote in an email. Our RA team is learning about both the new policies and strategies they can implement to confront and hold their peers accountable. Likewise, they are also learning about ways that they can help empower their residents to hold each other accountable. Gladstone subtly suggested that students would be suspended if they violate the university's mitigation policies. Students were asked to pledge compliance to the policies upon their return to campus. Our role on campus will be to look out for and protect the health and safety of our community, Gladstone continued. If students are not able or choose not to follow the pledge, we will consider that perhaps this may not be the semester that they should be back on campus. The health and safety of our campus is dependent on our students following the pledge they sign and looking out for one another. Breitbart News reported this week that Ohio State University suspended 228 students for attending social gatherings in violation of the university's mitigation policy. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.